ultimately, what led to this transformation is this book, Freedom, The End of the Human Condition by Jeremy Griffiths. The best book in the world, the only book in the world. Now, I actually have mentioned this pod on this book on this podcast before. I did an episode about a section in this book, which was Ashley Montagu's A Scientist Looks at Love, which was just amazing. And other times I've hated on it on this podcast and have brought it up in conversations with guests. And in the end, it's laughable because this is honestly the best book in the fucking world. I mean, it's the book of books. So I'm just gonna read the title, the subtitle, and the back. This will give you guys a taste because we all, every human that can read needs to read this book. And read it again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And just let it put your mind, brain, heart, and soul back together on a whole nother level that you didn't even think was possible. It's just, I mean, words do not do it justice. I can only start making sounds and stuff like, like, yeah, let's go. This is what we've been looking for, you know? This is it. This is it. And so it's called Freedom, The End of the Human Condition. At last, the redeeming, reconciling, and rehabilitating biological explanation of the human condition that brings about the dreamed of dawn of understanding and ends all the suffering and conflict on Earth by Jeremy Griffiths and the whole human race. And Professor Harry Prosen, former president of the Canadian Psychiatric Association, says this is the book that saves the world. And that's for damn sure, Harry. This is the book that saved my life. Because if this is what it feels like to be alive, boy, was I scarily dead. I mean, just zombified down to the fucking bone, I was, and totally out of my mind, floating away in the spiritual graveyard out there in the cosmos. I mean, oh, I was in a different kind of trance. I was quadruply unconscious, you know, and this book resuscitated me back to life. It talked to the soul I didn't even know I had. I didn't even know I had depths that reached that deep, you know, and I've read a lot of books. I've done a lot of drugs, psychedelics, and shit, trying to figure out answers. I've done all sorts of therapies and all these podcasts and been searching, and you can combine all that shit together. I mean, all of it together, and you wouldn't even get close to what's in this book. You know, I'm just trying to describe how good it is. Like, you can't compare it to anything. This is just the most magnificent thing to ever come into existence. That's for sure. This is like what I thought I was going to get when I died, which was answers and unconditional love. And Jeremy said, hold on, mate, you don't have to wait that long. You're going to get it at 23 years old and just be given the answers to every question you've ever had. And at the same time, do it through being unconditionally loved like I'd never been loved before. I mean, this book loved me more than anything I've ever been, that's tried to love me. You know what, that has somewhat love. Like, this is love. This is what's missing in the world, is this knowledge and love. That's for sure. And that's the one and only thing our conscious mind has ever wanted, is self-understanding. Literally, the one and only thing we've ever wanted is self-understanding, understanding of our human condition. And we fucking found it. We did it. We all contributed to this book. The blood, sweat, and tears of humanity is in this book. That's what makes it the best, the greatest. There is no word story ever told. Like, this is the best story I've ever read. Like, this is our story. This is all of our stories. And it's just told in such a way that's like, oh. It almost makes too much sense. Like, how dare you just make the key to unlock my brain? How dare you just ascend me, enlighten me? Like, you just did it. You fucking did it. This little innocent, soulful child in Jeremy Griffiths that just put the pieces, the puzzle to life back together. Like it looks like a children's book. And it is a children's book because we're all broken little children. And this is, that's the soul I didn't know I had, was that inner child. I didn't recognize how much I repressed little Lockie down there, and he was just, oh, he was so broken because of our whole human journey. I mean, we're 2 million years into this mess for us humans. So, at this point, I'm just rambling about how amazing it is. But like, if you just break down the subtitle in like, or whatever this is, a description of it on the front, at last, the redeeming, reconciling, and rehabilitating biological explanation of the human condition. This is simple 101, undeniable biology. There's no leaps of faith. There's no esoteric, mystical, metaphysical stuff. It's straight up complete answers, which is what we wanted. And it just satisfied and fulfilled my ego on the deepest level. And you never forget the day it all just clicks. I mean, this book just puts your brain and mind back together. It integrates you. I would say pretty much all the books I've read, all the podcasts I've done are mind-blowing. In that, quite literally, they blow my mind to fucking shreds because they make no sense. You get no answers from most of these books and podcasts. Nothing. You get dogma. You might feel good. You might hear a cool idea, but you fucking, this is answer. This is knowledge. As far as I'm concerned, this is the only book that's on the planet. Again, if there's any knowledge, it's in this book and only this book. It's just, you got to read this book, people. Like, man, that's all I can start doing is just holding it. I want to just cry and love the shit out of it because it's just like, oh, the depth of it, Oh, so I want to read the back as well. So Professor Harry Prosen says this is the book that saves the world. That's a big statement, and I get your skepticism. I get that you might want to turn this podcast off already and be like, oh, whatever, another one of these, But this ain't no false start. This is the real fucking thing. This is what we've all been dreaming of trying to do, but this is how we actually do it. Like, man gave us the map. We need to heal ourselves psychologically first, have self-understanding. And then we can all, begin to return home and be soulful and cooperative, loving and selfless and godly. The ideals that we all dream of is in the afterlife. But we're just projecting that shit. Like it can have happened. This, 101 biology. This is human behavior. It just makes it so transparent and understandable that it's astonishing. Anyway, so Professor Harry Prosen has written on the back, I think the fastest growing realization everywhere is that humanity can't go on the way it is going. Indeed, the great fear is we're entering endgame, where we appear to have lost the race between self-destruction and self-understanding. The race to find the psychologically redeeming and rehabilitating explanation of our good and evil stricken human condition. Well, astonishing as it is, this book by Australian biologist Jeremy Griffiths presents the 11th hour breakthrough biological explanation of the human condition necessary for the psychological maturation and transformation of our species. What this book of books, in fact, this greatest of all books, does is take humanity from a state of bewilderment about the nature of human behavior and existence to a state of profound understanding of our lives, understanding that drains away all the pain, suffering, confusion, and conflict from the world. This is the book we have been waiting for. It is the book that saves the world. Like, how isn't that just the fucking best? Woo, that gets you so high. Like, you should just fucking dive into that and just devour it after reading that. How do people just throw this off to the side? Like, you know, whatever. I mean, I get it because of the denial and because of how many false starts there've been. But like, this is it. Like, he ain't, like, as the next comment says, nothing Dr. Prozen has said about the immense importance of this book is an exaggeration. This is the book all humans need to read for our collective well-being. Yes, every single person needs to read this. And you read this book as soon as you can read. You know, it's just, whoa, again, there's no word. So why don't I actually get into some of the notes that I have? But like that deserves an hour, 1 hour introduction of just talking about how magnificent that is. I mean, again, that's what I thought I was going to get when I died. Like, that's crazy. Like, full, like, that's how much I had projected that, how much I'd given up with having self-understanding. I was just going to cope the rest of my life. I was just going to jump around and perform and be an actor, you know, and not actually have like this actual find this knowledge that we've all been looking for. Again, the one and only thing humanity have wanted for some 2 million years since the emergence of our conscious mind was self-understanding. We have it, undeniably. So what I wanted to do next is maybe just read to you a brief overview of my ex of, like an overall experience with Jeremy's breakthrough biological explanation of our human condition. This is what I posted in the World Transformation group, and I just thought it might be good to read for you guys so you get a bit more context of how it all came to be. I don't go to, well, yeah, let's just talk about, I'll read it. So as you guys know, I'm 23 years young and grew up in the tough, get the innocence beaten out of you immediately, western suburbs of Sydney. Now, after a few years of searching for answers on, you know, why we're here, who we are, where we're going, what is going on in this world, what is this madness? You know, a lot of it was driven by my relationship with my mom. I needed understanding. I needed answers because, you know, without answers, it's just suicidally depressing. So in 2019, I came across an ad on Instagram promoting freedom. And it really interested me. Like, I've never bought a book off an ad ever, especially an Instagram ad. And there's something in me knew I just had to buy this book. I just had to get it. So I bought the book, but in the beginning, I was totally deaf and blind to it, as Jeremy says in the book. I could clearly see it was written in English and there's words on paper, but my mind was just not having it. Again, like I said, because the human condition has been so historically fearful for us humans to think about, is the equivalent of touching a hot stove. And so we just, nope, not having a, not even gonna go there immediately. You know, it doesn't even let anything in. It just goes, just switches off. Just goes, not having it. So that's what I was first experiencing. And then I started watching the videos and I was getting the Adam Stork story. That's the first thing I started watching, was him explaining the Adam Stork story. And yeah, like I kind of got it, but like, not really. Like it made sense, but it didn't fully make sense because I hadn't, it was only the Adam Stork story, which at the time I needed more context because I didn't even know what the human condition was, you know? I was like, what human condition? What are you even talking about? So, and I even tried to get my housemate at the time to like watch it with me and talk about it, and it just got swept under the rug. Like the mind just wanted nothing at all to do with it. So after finding myself blind and deaf to it, as many people do, then I found myself in complete denial in 2020, even deeper in denial, as I was going through my conspiracy theory and esoteric spirituality stage, also known as heading further into alienation, Plato's cave of denial, and at the same time out of my mind, just due to the subjects that I was getting into, as I now understand it. So the book still lingered in the back of my mind though, and I continued to only dip in and out over the next couple of years wrestling with the damn thing. I continued the search nonetheless, right? But the more books I read, podcasts I did, videos I watched, documentaries and stuff, and all the psychedelics I did, searching for answers was only leading me to become more upset and confused. I was only getting worse. I could cover it up with a facade, but I was really getting nowhere underneath that facade. In fact, only just becoming more fractured and broken, and that just things were making less sense. But I'd put a positive twist on it, you know, and try and make it look like it was beneficial. So the more meditation, breath work, journaling, whatever therapies I did were only band-aids upon band-aids upon band-aids upon band-aids. It's like I really wasn't making any progress at all. That these practices were really doing nothing to liberate me, but just help me manage and cope with my upset, which is my angers, my egocentricities, my alienation. And I just couldn't just, I don't want to manage and cope, my life. I want to be freedom. I want to be this, which is what we got. You know, nobody wants to cope for the rest of their life, just use band-aids every day. So I was just ultimately, from my perspective, I was just becoming better at pretending that I was getting better. But as I said, I was just crippled underneath. I mean, I really didn't realize how broken and fractured I really was, but we're 2 million years broken and fractured, you know? So it's like, no shit, you're going to be like this. And so, yeah, I was still crippled underneath and struggled every goddamn day, like most of us probably do. But, you know, we want to be idealistic. And of course, like, we got to get through the day somehow, you know? And just had this lurking anxiety at the base of my heart of just not knowing why I am the way I am and why I can't change. Why I'm just like, why am I like, I read all these books, but I just can't integrate anything. I'm still just such a broken little soul. Like, it's just so, still so lost. But I got all these books and I've done all these practices and all these stuff that supposedly is meant to help me and just wasn't getting anywhere. And so by July of this year, I was just about done. You know, I felt like I was hitting. Yeah, I just couldn't keep juggling all the mess. I was just falling apart, you know, honestly. I was a couple years away from, probably not even a couple years, you know, maybe 12 months away from just like complete schizophrenia, which if you look up the definition of the etymology of schizophrenia, it literally means a broken brain and heart, a broken mind and soul. You know, I mean, literally this book showed up, but just at the last second. I mean, I was heading off that cliff and about to become probably just the completely superficial. That's the kind of death, you know, just so pseudo idealistic, but just, you know, inside just dying, you know, a million deaths. And so I thought I'd give the book another chance. There's obviously something in me knew this was the book I just needed to read all along. Should have read this from the start and just been patient and persistent. And so I took it with me as I went on a little holiday down the south coast to stay by the beach. And it was here that it all finally started to integrate and to connect. I didn't get hit with it when I was away at the beach, but it was like I got the whole, like, it fully integrated. Like, he just unlocked, you know, the lock to my brain, because that happened when I got home, when I started reading it again. And it just, wow, you know, the bone-draining relief, as I'm going to talk about.